good. You know, I think it was just a little bit of adjustment to the pace and the intensity of the games. But, you know, after the first couple, you start to settle in and kind of get a feel for how the other team's playing and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe a little bit nervous at the start, but I felt pretty comfortable.
What's one of the biggest differences kind of when you jump on that stage and the way you have to change your game or make adjustments at all, if there's any?
Just the speed it happens, I think, and obviously the importance of the games. You know, you want to think every game in the regular season is important, but you know, the intensity is just not the same in the regular season and the playoffs. So I think just adjusting to that is really good.
Are you pretty impressed, I guess, with your team overall? I know it only took 5 games. Did it feel like a lot more just with how hard you guys were able to press them and do the things you did?
Yeah, I think we played pretty well. You know, they were a tough team. They didn't give us much offensively, and I think we have to respect that, you know, the rest of the way. But I thought we played pretty well. I thought our defensive game was strong, and you know, except for game 3 when we get those penalties. But for the most part, I thought our defensive zone was good, and you know, that's something that we were focused on.
How much are you looking forward to seeing either Boston or Toronto, and just kind of the expectations for the motion and everything?
Yeah, both great teams. Both you know, have, you know, different strengths and weaknesses, but again, both awesome teams, and whoever we play is going to be a big challenge, and it's going to be an exciting game.
Was there anything from Chris
Kubitz,
or just been curious about, you know, his success, especially in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's just because he's been through it, I guess he's got the experience, and you know, when he speaks in the room, like, everyone listens just because of his experience, and obviously four cups speaks for itself. So, you know, when he talks to everyone,
it's kind of nice to have all those guys that have been through the wars and kind of pick their brains with them.
Sure, yeah. You know, I've talked to guys a little bit about playoffs and stuff, but you know, getting that first series out of the way, I think it's good for me just to get used to the intensity of the games and the feel, have a feel for the playoff games. So, you know, feeling pretty comfortable, but you know, maybe when adversity hits, you know, they will have guys that we can lean on for sure.
And Brayden, you're gonna watch the game tonight?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Where will you be?
I'm not sure yet. No, I'm not sure. I'll just be watching. But like I say, both two great teams. So that's gonna be a great game. And, you know, whoever wins, we'll try to prepare for it and try to be ready for them.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.